How you doing, big man?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys? What's going on?
Well, we're going down memory lane this morning. We've been asking people, and we were kind of sharing our own encounters. Who was the first athlete or sports personality that you ever encountered that you kind of went, whoa? For me, as a kid, I was at a Montreal Canadiens alumni game, and Doug Harvey was there and signed a mini stick for me. Pear was saying it was his encounter was with the great Boris Salming as well. Did you have a first encounter for you?
Honestly, my first encounter ever was because I lived in Sudbury. We never went to any NHL games. All you saw in NHL was on TV. And as far as other athletes and all that, I really didn't know anything about any of that. I was just a young kid who wanted to play hockey. I would say my first actual encounter, you guys are going to laugh. It was actually second year in junior, and we're playing in Niagara Falls. And this hockey player named Brad May, who was playing for the Buffalo Sabres, came into the dressing room to talk to us before our game. And he actually went out of his way to sit beside me and talk to me for a while. And then fast forward, we end up becoming best friends and playing together for 3 years. So he was my first ever professional athlete that I came across and talked to. It was actually Brad May.
No kidding.
I was 17 years old, and he was already playing with the Buffalo Sabres. And I didn't know much about him because we didn't watch really much TV or didn't read much about hockey and all that kind of stuff. So it was like one of those pretty cool moments that there is an NHL guy in your dressing room.
Wow. You know what? I would never have thought that because your age different is that much. But, you know, for you to go that long and still be in junior hockey and haven't met anybody – we had Anthony Stewart on, Bert, in the previous hour, and we talked. Hey, you're never told all that, but, you know, everybody has texted in, oh, I remember I met this guy, this area. You know, you had your relationship with the media, but I've seen you out in public where you just meet somebody. As a player, do you learn the importance of that five-second interaction as you're playing? Because hockey players seem to get it more so than any other athlete.
Yeah, you do. You do realize the amount of impact that you can have on people's lives and kids' lives. I met some fantastic people along my way, and it basically was just giving them a second of your time. And I've received so many beautiful letters from fans and all that with our interactions and all that. And you don't feel like it's that big of a deal or that it would mean that much, but it sure does to a lot of these people, because these people, not that we do, but these people look up to you and see you in a different light, and that comes with a lot of pressure from the athletes to make sure that they lend their support and they go out of their way and spend a handful of minutes talking to these beautiful people.
Well, tell me this, and it's funny because, you know, Pear, we were at the Canucks Autism Network draft that night, which was a hell of a good party. Bert, you went first overall at that draft, and just the way you interacted. But, man, I get so many messages from friends that listen on Tuesdays when you come on, and, you know, how many times I've heard, man, Bert was my guy back in the day. You know, Bert was my guy. You know, I listened to a podcast with, you know, a guy named Arn Anderson, who was a big wrestler back in the day. Of course, I'm listening to a wrestling podcast. But the point is, you know, he talked about how, you know, doing an autograph signing once, you know, here's this fan who showed up who had, like, a tattoo of him on his arm or his chest. And he was like, whoa, like, that's kind of next level. But tell me this, like, I'm sure with the amount of encounters that you've had, like, have you signed a chest? Like, what sort of some of the random encounters you've had with fans where maybe somebody had a tattoo of you or anything like that? Like, come on, you must have signed a chest at some point.
Yes, I'm sure I've signed chests, yeah. I've signed like a lot of people back then named their dogs and their cats after my last name. So I end up signing a lot of leashes, a lot of collars.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people send me a lot of some interesting stuff. It's funny. It's funny when you play. Like when you get to some of these interactions, they're really awesome. And then that's why it's difficult as an athlete sometimes to differentiate between the people who want your autograph for money and the people who want your autograph because they enjoy you. And unfortunately, at some point in times, they both get mixed together. And sometimes as an athlete, and I know for a fact I've done this, I know every single athlete, you've run out on a handful because you didn't know if the guy was there sincere or not and all that. So you miss those interactions. And sometimes it gets a little bit clustered and all that. But I've had some interesting times, times of the night too, that I've been asked for autographs and all that kind of stuff. So hockey's got some tremendous fans. They got loyal followers, and wherever you go in the cities and all that, they're everywhere to be seen. And it just shows how special our sport is. And it's always good to give back. Like I have continuous relationship with fans that I've met, that I've kept in contact with over the years and all that, just because I don't know, we both enjoyed each other's company, and I've had a lot of those interactions with a lot of those people, and I've kept a lot of those on.
Well, because Bert, you know, when I travel with you guys, right, you could arrive at a hotel at 2 a.m. and there's a bunch of people, not a bunch, but anybody who was out there looking for autographs, they'd have the album there and all the cards, and you just thought, I don't think this guy is a fan. He's working and trying to make money off your signature. Did it take a long time to differentiate those kind of guys? Like, hey, you know what? You love to if you can, but at some point that's not meaning as much to someone it's a Saturday afternoon, Perry, right?
Yeah, Perry, that's what I was trying to get to. It's like there's some people that are doing it for a living, and they're pretty aggressive, and they make sure that they get in their way. And it's not one signature. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 and all that. And I think if you ask any and every hockey player, you go from city to city, you know exactly what the people look like. You
recognize.
You know what the people look like. I recognize. I can still pick them out and recognize them in all over Vancouver in the city. I know exactly the people throughout the years who've come in and do that. And so be it. That's their job and that's what they do. And all I'm saying that sometimes it you end up missing a handful because of situations like that where you're like, okay, I just signed one. Why should I be signing 15? Where you just get frustrated and you end up missing a true fan or someone who wants to be there. And unfortunately, that happens. Unfortunately, it doesn't look good at times. And I'm sure they let it be known. But I'll tell you right now that I've met some incredible fans along my way.
I want to share with you Ian McIntyre, our Sportsnet Canucks insider, was on with Reach Deep last week and shared a story about you as a young player. And I remember you telling me this story, and maybe you can elaborate on this, but I want to play this for you. Here's Ian McIntyre last week sharing an anecdote about a young Todd Bertuzzi here.
You remind me of an amusing Todd Bertuzzi story, which you can ask him about sometime. But he was so fond of carrying the puck with one hand on his stick that I believe it was his junior coach, this was before the NHL, taped his second hand to his stick so that he could not let go with one hand, hold off the opponent with his left and keep his right hand on the stick. He had literally his second hand taped to his stick.
That's a true story, right? Was that Bill LaForge or who was that?
I'd love to say it's because I drank too much. It's the only way to keep me upright. Actually, it was Bill LaForge that ended up doing that because I don't know what it was. I don't even know. I should probably ask my dad, but I spent pretty much my whole career stick handling and holding my stick with one hand. I always found it funny when we were doing bag skates, the guys would be skating with two hands in their stick and going back and forth, and they thought that that was the quickest way they could get there. I was always one hand on my stick. I felt, and I worked on it, making my left hand as strong as I could possibly to hold on defenders and all that, and I just thought it was a weapon of mine in order to be able to protect the puck from a farther amount away than other people can with two. And it ended up working for me. But, yeah, I remember going to the rink, and he had enough of it. So Bill LaForge brought me in, and he literally taped both my hands to the stick, as much tape as you could possibly put on it. And I had to go through practice with two hands attached to my stick. And obviously it wouldn't have been a good practice because I don't know. That's just the way, I don't know what it was. That's just the way it was. I'm sure it drove every coach crazy. Like I would catch rocket passes with one hand on my stick, just on in tight. I scored a handful of goals and defensemen are at their blue line and I'm stretched out and I would cut across and literally have one hand on my stick and open my legs and catch that slap pass with one hand and be able to go. I work a lot of the strength on my wrists and all that kind of stuff because I thought it was an asset for me to be able to separate myself from the other players. And I'll be honest with you, it worked well for me.
Well, it did. And if people don't – essentially, Bert, if I take it to a football analogy, you used – it was essentially your straight arm, right? I mean, you could fend people off with your left arm.
Yeah, it's exactly – well, all the guys in Detroit, they call it a stiff arm, or I call it the Heisman. I'd throw it out there and try to put my left hand right through his chest to try to knock him over or push him over. I think if you go back and look at old clips and all that, then you can see a lot of the reason why I did it. It was for separation. And for a big dude, you need to find as much speed as possible. And I still think I was pretty freaking quick for a big dude at 245. But it was any way that I could make myself quicker and get into spots quicker. And I thought it was executing with one hand on my stick. I just felt that my stride was better. I can get there quicker and then just be able to push opponents on. Yeah, so it was a stiff arm. It was a Heisman. Guys would call it all the time. But I would spend pretty much 90% of my time in practice and all that working on that with my one hand.
I guarantee you there are so many Canucks fans listening right now that will remember you as a defining image of you taking the puck or going to the net and holding, you know, a defender's stick, just shielding it, taking the puck, you know, and carrying the puck with one hand. So many times that image cutting to the net. That was fun this morning. Thanks for doing this and nice to catch up. Stay safe out there. All right.
Yeah. You guys be safe. Have a good week. Okay.
You had your own
Mayday. Hey, by the way,
you forgot to wish me Happy Thanksgiving. Come on.
Oh, Happy Thanksgiving.
I just said Happy Thanksgiving. What are you doing?
Oh, Perry, sorry, man. I'm a little bit quick today, a little bit irritated right now, but thank you. Appreciate that, Perry. See ball, thanks, too.
I thought it was canceled this year.
No, it's on Thursday, and she didn't cancel. You can't cancel happiness.
No, you
Take
can't.
Care, buddy.
Unless
turkey.
You're watching a Lions game on Thursday, Bert, that might count.
That's a burn.
All right, boys.
See you, pal. There he is.